retrace my footsteps, for I feared I might get lost.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to all. This is Andrew, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 4 p.m., folks, and it's a very special day. That's right, it's Halloween Day, Sunday, October 31st. And for our playlist today, as you may have gathered from that first song, we'll be playing some folky Halloween classics. Whether freaky or eerie or spooky or quite nice like that one that we just heard, Witchwood, the title track from Straub's 1971 folk rock album. So that's the theme today, but we're going to be exploring a lot of different time periods, including the next song, which comes from a group who at the time of the release of this album were called Magnolia Electric Company, and so it was a self-titled album, but they since changed their name to Songs Ohia in a tribute to Jason Molina, their frontman's home state of Ohio. A great state, a wonderful state. Although, you know, kind of bitter that they beat Penn State, but I'm not a huge college football guy anyway. That's okay. This is from their magnificent folk rock album from 2003. This is I've Been Riding with the Ghost, so you can see we're going with themes of ghosts and witches and graves and such to keep it Halloweenish this hour. So yeah, this is Songs Ohia, I've Been Riding with the Ghost. I think you'll really like this one.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made the change.
I've been looking door to door to see if there was someone who'd hold me. observe yourself. And I'll return from my trip to hell as a headless horseman.
Alright, bit of an abrupt ending to that one. Sorry about that, but yes, that was Headless Horseman from The Microphones, from their fantastic 2001 album, The Glow Part 2. One of the softer ones from that LP, but a fantastic one nonetheless. Before that, we heard I've Been Riding with the Ghost from Songs Ohio featuring Jason Molina. And yeah, that's our theme for today, although we're going to be shifting in a different direction. Just this minute, I'm going to be moving back in time to merry old England. Some spooky old English folk songs, both about graves, both composed probably long ago, although I don't know how long ago, but both recorded in the 1970s. First up is Graveyard from Forest. Enjoy.
Seem to appear. How's life twisted faces I seem to appear. How's life be full of fear? All at once I stepped out of a dream. But a body that was me. Graveyard I have been, a body I have seen. From the sharp bone I had dreamed, that body was me.
Cold blows the wind to my true love, and gently drops the rain. I only had but one true love, and in greenwood she lies slain. I'll do as much for my true love as any young man may. I'll sit and mourn along her grave for a 12-month and a day. When the 12-month and one day was past, the ghost began to speak. Why sittest here all on my grave and will not let there's one thing that I want, sweetheart. There's one thing that I crave. And that is a kiss from your lily white lips. Then I'll go from your grave. My lips, they are as cold as clay. My breath smells
That was, I always love that song. That's such a great story. Love songs that tell a solid story. That's the mark of a truly great folk song. Griffin was the artist, and the song was The Unquiet Grave. And before that, we heard Graveyard from a band called Forest, both English folk classics. Had to do a little digging to find out about those tracks, but ever so thankful that I did, of course. But now, it's about 4:25, we're approaching the halfway point of the hour already, and so I've prepared, well, I've selected a PSA, and in the spirit of spookiness and Halloweenness, I'm going to do a bit more of a dramatic reading, let's just say. All right, here goes. Blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, now back to the music. This next one is a banger. This next one goes hard. I'm telling you, this one is a fun and long song about a famous English murder. If you follow historical true crime podcasts, you may have heard about this one. A lot of people know about it these days. It's making a big resurgence. And basically the gist of it is this woman named Maria Martin. She had someone propose marriage to her. And so the guy was like, all right, let's go get married. And so they go to this nice romantic barn. It's this famous place called the Red Barn. And then instead of marrying her, he murders her. True story, that's what happened. Sometime in the 16th or 17th century, that happened in rural England. And it's been in the collective memory of folk singers to this day. This recording is from 1971, from Shirley Collins and the Albion Country Band. This is The Murder of Maria Martin.
I would marry her upon a certain day. With Tansy rats, their faces cover, push doors into the windows, damp the coals, and bar the door with hornbeam lamp. Blinding colors leave.
Folks, oh man, that was Ogre by Richard Dawson from his 2017 album Peasant, a classic, a new classic, relatively, of freak folk, incorporating lots of earthy and environmental sounds into his music there, and a wonderful, wonderful chorus from his backup singers as well. A song called Ogre, of course, keeping with the theme of monsters and ghouls and ghosts and graves of our Halloween show today. And then before that, we heard about the murder of Maria Martin from Shirley Collins and the Albion Country Band. But now, after having heard that Richard Dawson song as a primer, right, for freak folk, as it is often called, let's go back to one of the songs that influenced him. One of his biggest influences came from a band who achieved cult status once again in this decade, but came from the 1970s and really established themselves with this zany, wild album called First Utterance. And the band's name is called Comus. And this song that I'm about to play, it's a long one, so get settled. Sit back and enjoy this one. It's not so upbeat, it's not so frantic, but it is quite eerie. It is quite, quite spooky. This is a song called The Herald. Enjoy. Thank you. And there we are. Man, I feel like the word haunting was just made for songs like that. That was, of course, The Herald, the 12-minute behemoth of a track from Comus's first utterance. And yes, we are reaching just about the end of this hour. It's 4:56. This is Andrew. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's been a wonderful show today, sharing all of these folk gems and this wonderful Halloween afternoon. Hoping that you take it easy for the rest of the day, or go hard, depending on what your style is for Sundays. I know there's been a lot of activity this weekend. But yes, have a wonderful rest of your Halloween and a wonderful first week of November, folks. And I'm going to close this out today with a song about a common fear that a lot of people have. A lot of people are afraid of clowns. This isn't a circus song, by the way, but it is a very beautiful song about clowns, told by the perspective of a clown. And it's by a songwriter named Jackson C. Frank, and you may know it if you've seen, I believe that it was featured in the movie The Joker from 2019, although I won't hold it against Jackson C. Frank because he had been dead for many years before it was used in that film. I know a lot of people have strong opinions on The Joker, myself included. But yes, this is a song called My Name is Carnival, and I find it quite beautiful to close us out on our Halloween show. Take it away, Jackson.
I've seen your face in every place that I'll be going. I read your words like black hungry birds read every sowing. Rise and fall, spin and call, and my name is Carnival. Sad music in the night sings a scream of light out of chorus, and voices you might hear appear and disappear in the forest. Short and tall, throw the ball, and my name is Carnival. Strings of yellow tears drip from black wire fears in the meadow, and their white halos spin with an anger that is thin and turns to sorrow. King of all, hear me call, hear my name, Carnival.
Phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.